Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, my guest is Sam Rodriguez, who's well known to many of you because he was voted one of the most important people of our generation by Time Magazine. And he is very influential and very outspoken for the Word of God. And now he has written a book called Be Light. And you're not going to want to miss what he has to say after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, welcome to you, Sam. We've been friends a long time, and we have tried to do this podcast several times, and finally I get you on your phone in California, so thank you for being with me today.
Grateful. Thank you for having me, my friend.
You know, we were in England last month, and we were going to do a podcast there, and we were too busy, and then I spoke at your conference, which was quite an experience, and you were really too busy there, so finally we find a few minutes. I want to find out why you wrote this book called Be Light, and can you just kind of summarize the high points for our listeners?
I found myself focusing, not exclusively, but the vast majority of my time addressing issues of darkness. Let me explain. Because of what we do, meaning we oversee a wonderful network of Latino churches here in America and around the world. And in addition to that, I pastor a multi-ethnic church in Sacramento with campuses in Northern California. But I found myself with some of the legislative initiatives taking place in California and around the world, the things taking place globally, impacting the global Christian church. I found myself writing more about the darkness, thinking about the darkness, even preaching about the darkness. So it basically became a very, not naysaying, the word negative would be too strong. I would say 90% of my time in that season was, woe is me, woe is me. And I mean collectively as it pertains to Christianity and the plight of Christianity and so forth. I had this moment with the Holy Spirit. I was in my living room. My wife was preparing a brew of Puerto Rican coffee, which should be illegal in at least 26 countries. And she was preparing her Puerto Rican coffee. And I was in my living room alone. There was no one else at home. And I had a moment, an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And I have encounters with the Holy Spirit prayerfully daily, but it's not like this. It was out of the norm. Matter of fact, it would be one of those rare occasions in my life. The Spirit of God really overwhelmed me, brought me to my knees. My eyes swelled up, and the Spirit of God spoke to me, Samuel, wherever you go from now on, in every single message, not that you have to preach the same message everywhere, but tell my people, here's my clarion call, be holy, be one, be light. Be holy, be one, be light. And the parenthetically speaking, what the Spirit of God was just convicting me in what I call tangential threads throughout the next few days was, Samuel, stop focusing on the darkness. You need to focus more on turning on the light. Why spend our time critiquing the darkness, condemning the darkness, moaning, being depressed, anxious about the darkness? Instead, why not turn on the light? Every single time light stands next to darkness, light always wins. So focus on Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Tell the people that you are the light of the world, and a city on a hill cannot be hidden. And neither do you light a lamp and hide it under a bowl, but rather you place it on its stand so it can bring light to everyone in the room. That's the message I want you to share. That's where the book really truly emerged out of. And I grew up as a Trekkie, the old school William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy Star Trek episodes. So I'm a Trekkie. I'm an evangelical, spirit-empowered Trekkie. So because of that, we laid out an idea in my office at work with a man named Carlos Campo, the president of Ashley University, one of my closest friends. And I said, here's this idea of Be Light, and I'm a Trekkie. How do we talk about warp speed and the space-time continuum and a rift in the text. What do? And all of a sudden, we develop an idea of looking at every property of light and engaging those properties in a 30-day, sort of one chapter per day devotional that would enable you to push back on every aspect of darkness in your life in the name of Jesus.
Well, this is important because you're right. A lot of people do talk about the darkness, and that's easy to do when you watch the news. But, you know, you walk into a room, switch the light switch, and the darkness goes away. Or if you're in a cave, which is total darkness, you can light a match, which isn't very much light, and light up that whole cave.
Steve, that was it. I kid you not, that was the epiphany. That was the revelation. Even the cable news and just hearing that every single day, and then, of course, Christians decapitated around the world. It's not that we're living ignoring the reality that we are living in dark times. We can't deny that. But if we only focus on the darkness and articulating, repeating, regurgitating to a great degree, the level of darkness out there, we're never going to be light. So why not turn on the light? And the light is the church of Jesus. If every single Christian would be light, we would push back darkness. If we would remove the bowl of complacency. So here it is, Steve. At the end of the day, I looked at Matthew 5 in a very thorough exegesis. What do you mean you hide the light under a bowl? What are we hiding the light in the 21st century? There are five things that I embrace as it pertains to possible bowls that serve as an obstruction to the full manifestation of that light. Little principles that I live by every single day. Number one, today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity. Complacency is a bowl. That bowl of complacency, hiding the light of conviction. Today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity. We have a complacent church to a great degree. Not everyone, but we have a complacent church. Number two, you are what you tolerate. There are things that we should be rebuking. Instead, we are tolerating them. You are what you tolerate. Number three, there is no such thing as comfortable Christianity. There is a bowl of B-O-W-L, of comfortable Christianity, that we find the North American church under, and even sectors of the other churches around the world, beginning to hide the light under the bowl of comfortable Christianity. We care more about comfort than about conviction. Number four, never sacrifice truth on the altar of political, cultural, or sexual expediency. And right now, we would rather be light than to be right. We care more about followers on Facebook and Instagram and social media. We even care as pastors, and I'm a pastor. By the grace of God, we pastor a flourishing church with multiple campuses. But I ask the Holy Spirit every day to convict me that I care more about his presence and about the presence of God and lifting up Jesus than about the presence of men. And we care more about being liked and being followed and being popular than we care about being biblically right. And the last thing is, number five, is we have to reconcile our eschatology with our missiology. Some of our Christian friends are saying, we're out of here, Sam. It doesn't matter. It's getting dark. It's prophetic. It was prophesied in Daniel and Revelation and in Matthew. Things will get darker. Things are getting darker. It is what it is. So handle it. Deal with it. And we can't stop it. It's the end times. And nothing that we can possibly do can push back darkness. Well, we have to reconcile our eschatology with our missiology, which means what? Christ is not coming back for a defeated church or a whining or a moaning or a depressed or a church hiding in a cave somewhere. He's coming back for a glorious, magnificent, holy, thriving bride. And these things are what I call the different bowls that cover the light of the church in the 21st century, individually as Christians and together corporately as the Church of Jesus, that we must address as expeditiously as possible.
You know, this is so important. I believe that you're speaking prophetically, and of course, we could talk about this a long time, but we want to move along and cover several different things. But I'd like to just add that this is not the first time that darkness seems to have overwhelmed everything. I mean, even going back to the early church, they expected Jesus to come anytime. Through the Dark Ages, there were some terrible, terrible things, you know, on up until the last century or two. There are numbers of times that Christians were just sure that Jesus was going to come at any minute. And so we have to be light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And of course, we're the body of Christ. And I think that this message is very important and we need to get this out far and wide. And I understand that even though the book's only been out a short time, that it's already resonating and is showing up on lists. Tell me about that.
By the grace of God, and I say that not with faux humility, but I know it's the grace of God, but it's number one on the LA Times bestseller list. We're on Amazon's top 20, the Christian bookseller's top list. So it's resonating. Bookstores are selling out, and it's beyond me. It's just the idea. By the way, you know, you don't have to tolerate the darkness. Turn on the light, and darkness will flee. And I give you a Christ-centered, Bible-based, prophetic prescription for 30 days on how to push back darkness in the name of Jesus and be light. So it, by the grace of God, it's resonating with people across the country.
Well, you know, because I've known you a number of years, I've been able to see how you have articulated ideas. You're very good at that, and I believe this is an idea and a message for now. But, you know, when I first got to know you, you were articulating an idea about the third day, how it related to the third century and so on and so forth. And that is kind of what brought you to national prominence. And then as you've become more involved in working in the political arena, you've talked, in fact, I want to ask you about this. You've talked about it's not the elephant of the Republicans or the donkey of the Democrats. What is it?
It's the Lamb of God, the only ideology or worldview we should be completely aligned with. We're not married to the agenda of the donkey or the elephant. We should be married exclusively to the agenda of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Indeed. Hey, and this year, we're not kidding.
That's right. And we may want to talk to you in a podcast about that or do an article on that. But today we're focusing on the book. Tell me and tell my listeners where they can get this book.
You can pick up the book at your local bookstore, of course. And before I even give the listing of those, I am grateful. This is not scripted. It wasn't planned. There wasn't a pre-meeting about this. But Steve Strang is not just a publisher and the president of Charisma Media. He's one of my closest friends on the planet. I don't say that for some sort of mutual affirmation society. I was a 20-something-year-old kid from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, an Assembly of God church planner. And God ordained Steve Strang in my life. As a result of that, we wrote that first book, and I was featured in Charisma Magazine, and look what the Lord has done. To that, I am eternally grateful, and my children and my children's children will know who Steve Strang is, because God used Steve Strang mightily to open doors for a little kid from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I am eternally grateful for that, my friend. Now, back to your question, Amazon.com, BeLightBook.com, your nearest bookstore, of course, Barnes & Nobles and so forth, Mardell bookstores. And it's available online. And I'm not making this up. I went to a conference recently where I saw a mother pick up a copy for each of her children. And I asked, wow, do you really, really, not that I'm not self-serving, but why would you need so many copies? I want for each of my kids to understand the power in the name of Jesus of pushing back darkness and never tolerating darkness and being light. So God has really blessed the book indeed. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share this message.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you being a guest on my podcast today. I hope that people will share this podcast with others, and let's get out the word about this important new book by Samuel Rodriguez, which has a foreword by Roma Downey. Her name is so small.
Touched by an angel.
You should have played it up. I mean, Roma Downey's a big name, and she's a friend of yours. And
she is. She's amazing.
You know, the book covers the shining God's beauty, truth, and hope into a darkened world. Thank you, Sam, for writing this book, and thank you for being my guest on The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you, Steve.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.